Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August the 16th, 2025. I have a question. I get these from time to time. Everybody wanting to know what either my beliefs are about after death or what they should expect after death. And Kate from Colorado, she tells me, I admire that. She says, where do we go after we die? What are your thoughts and opinions on it? And then she goes into do we go to heaven? Do we go to hell? And do we repeat this life karma? She goes into quite a few different philosophies about it. Obviously, you are well-read, Kate, and that's interesting in and of itself. I think everybody that I have worked with and talked to about this subject has their own opinion. So nothing I'm going to say is going to change anything. And you don't need my opinion at all. You've already come to some form of conclusion about all of this, and there is nothing I could either say or do to help you. I can tell you, you know, if you really want the answer to this, you have to find out for yourself through direct experience. And that means you have to live very well on this planet with a sense of consciousness and go from there. But before we get into all that kind of stuff, which is hard, you know, when people come to a definite conclusion about anything, it is very rare, if ever, in my experience of people, that they change. So Lhasa says in his beautiful Tao, which I consider to be a masterpiece, in number 15, at the end, he says something very profound. He says, he who holds on to the way seeks no excess. Since he lacks excess, he can grow old in no need to be renewed. In other words, in no need to save his life in this world. Kate, you got to understand the experiences we are having here on Earth are not life at all. They are consequences that we move through one after another, after another, after another. It's not life. Now, you may want to think it's life, but it's not. And that's what most people do. And therefore, my discussion of it ends with people because what do you mean that's what I'm living isn't life? That's what I hear all the time. Same tone, same cadence, same assumption, same presumption all the time, all the blessed time. But if you listen to what Lhasa said, if you don't live in excess, it is more important what we do here in this lifetime than what happens to us after this lifetime. And that's where my emphasis and your emphasis need be. Anything else is just pure speculation and assumption. And we like speculation and assumption because it makes us feel like we're doing something important or that in some way we've got the tiger by the tail. And it doesn't work like that. For everything that we do, we seek excess, more, more, more. More money, more understanding, more information, more knowledge, more friends, more affections, more gratifications. What would it do if I gave you an answer that you could accept? You would just accept it and think to yourself, oh, I was right. There are more people think the way I do than the way I don't. And then there would be the gratification, all of that. Oh, look how smart I am. Look how wise I've become. Oh, my, I know what I'm doing here on this planet. Everybody wants to think they know what they're doing on the planet, and they really, for the most part, they don't. Until you realize that this whole thing is about love, you have nothing. until you and I realize how we create one situation after another, after another, after another consequence, and that has become the sum and substance of our life, we have nothing. All we have is speculation, assumption, and presumption. We are not here to do the bidding of a God that is a king. We've been hearing a lot about this, that he's some kind of man that sits in heaven with a long white beard. He's white, of course, and has a, I guess, a penis. I don't know. We create God in the image of our own likeness. And that means that we are wrong most of the time about almost everything. We seek excess. So to answer your question, Kate, you've really got to sit there and realize, if I create more excess in my life, if I have people who agree with me or I have people I disagree with and disagree with me, and if I can understand and fight their disagreement or comprehend their agreement, all this crazy stuff that we do, all of it is just ridiculous, absolutely absurd and ridiculous. So the effort is to understand that the only way to understand what happens after death is to understand what is happening in this experience. And to think that I am doing nothing all day long but making one consequence after another should cause pause in my life. It should cause pause in everybody's life, but it doesn't. It just goes on and on and on, and we keep making more situations and more conditions and more consequences for ourselves, and then we want to know, well, what's going to happen to all of this? This is the excess. If you learn how to live in this world, you will not be concerned about what you think will happen after this world. And if the only thing you've got going on is doing what you do here on earth in this earthly life for the sake of a better afterlife, you have missed the whole thing. And you will find that you will just be wanting, thinking, and inventing new kind of theories and philosophies that fit your mental acuity. And that's about as far as it'll ever go, which isn't far. It is best to live without excess, as Lhasa says. To live simple. To live in a solitude in your simplicity that allows you to be revealed in silence. If you can do any or all of these things and really practice the means of the way within you, then something of the goodness of your heart will start to unfold. And then you will realize that it is all about love. It is all about learning how to live our life beyond the confines of right and wrong, good and bad, and that by making up theories about what we go to after we leave this mortal coil is really not the point of it all. The point of it all is love. And love is a means of consciousness. You have to have consciousness to move into love. That is where it all happens. And if you can do that, if you can practice that, if you can allow for that, you will find a profound change in your life. And in that change, in that life, you will no longer be creating negative or positive, what you think of consequences. And you might just find the meaning of love in this life as the goodness of your own nature, the virtue of your own nature, rather than trying to figure out what you should or should not be doing in order to have a better life after you leave this human body. And that is something that I can't teach you. You have to come to on your own. You have to have that in as your own ilk. Kate, thank you for your question. Hope I was able to at least offer you an alternative. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please, as always, forgive me. Namaste.